Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning into the Lifebook Member Podcast again for Social Month, August. Diving deep into Social Month, maybe a bit of a sleeper category. Very excited to have you with us today, as usual here. Jordan River Butcher, your host, and we have John Butcher on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, Jordan. Good to be here.
Fantastic. We're here for Social Month. Social month, the ultimate. Yep. What do you, where are you at with your social life? You know, after living the Lifebook lifestyle for so long, where have you kind of landed after all of these years of study?
Well, Missy and I just made a big move across the world. So that kind of, that upended our social life in a way. So just, you know, Lifebookers mostly have heard this story, but since we've had so many new Lifebookers over the last year or two, I'll just say this again. This was our weakest category forever. Mm-hmm. Me and Missy, we just didn't understand the value of this category. And for years and years, I mean, Jordan, we have big families, you know, we want to spend all of our time together. Me and Miss, we just love our alone time. We love spending time with our families. And so we just really didn't see the need for a super strong social life. But what was wrong with our social life literally was we had no filter. We had no strategy. We had no vision for our social life. Mm. So what that means is anyone who walked through our front door basically got into our life. We had no criteria by which to judge whether we wanted to be close with somebody or not. We really didn't. We were unconscious for a lot of years. And then it was after we launched Lifebook in 2006 when we first started to realize the immense importance of this category. So what ended up happening is after establishing a few very important friendships, including Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, which was really one of the big breakthroughs for us, launching Lifebook all of a sudden had us interacting with some amazing people. Like just naturally,
right?
Our social life rose because of the new business we were in and because of the people that were kind of flowing through our lives. And all of a sudden we realized, holy cow, this category is a sleeper category, like you said. It can be one of the most incredibly important categories of your life. So in the mid-2000s, Missy and I really decided to start focusing consciousness on our social life. We discovered the doorman principle from our friend Rick Sapio, and we put a doorman at the door of our life that made sure that nobody got in that didn't meet certain criteria. We no longer just allowed anyone in. If our values weren't aligned and a few other things, you know, we didn't want to invest a lot of time and energy. No judgment. Just it's not judging somebody as right or wrong. It's just saying that in our close inner circle, we have criteria that must be met in order for us to make that investment.
That's limited capacity in here.
That's right. And you really do have limited capacity. You've got limited hours, limited time and energy. So use that wisely. So from about 2007, 2008 on, we started developing an immense group of awesome friends. I mean, we're like really world-class people, and our life exploded across every category as a result. Flash forward to 2018, Missy and I finally decide to pull the trigger, completely changing our life vision, moving from Chicago to Hawaii, modifying all of our companies to accommodate the new life vision. I mean, it was more massive than I can even, every single aspect of our life was upended by this life vision change in an incredibly positive way. Our last life vision was absolutely epic, and we lived it for a couple decades. But the new vision that we had was even more epic. And so when we pulled the trigger on that in 2018, we moved to a remote Pacific island. We moved to one of the lesser known, less populated Hawaiian islands. And it just completely changed our social life. So for instance, it's not like our dear friends, Colin and Tracy, who live in Chicago, can just give us a call and say, hey guys, you want to go out to dinner on Tuesday? no more of that. Like, there's zero of that happening. We don't live around any of our friends anymore. As a matter of fact, we're separated by all from all of our friends by a friggin' ocean, right?
literal ocean.
That's a thing. That's a big thing. And then what we started focusing on is, we started focusing on making sure that we connected semi-regularly with the people that we really cared about. And I think just naturally, we started spending more time with the people that we work with, which, you know, one of the things about me, it's always been the case, is that when I meet a new friend, especially a new guy friend, the first thing I think about is how can we work together? That's almost that, you know, we always end up doing a project or a company or something together. And so work, career, and my social life has always been very, very deeply connected.
Right.
So what happened when we moved here was there was a little bit of a quantity quality shift. Quantity went away, like went away. And so we really had to focus on quality, making sure that we stayed connected with the people that we really, really care deeply about. And that brings me to where we are right now. I think I've had a pretty interesting breakthrough, and I'm going to create a challenge for myself for Social Month that I'd like to share that I think might be very profound. Can I share that with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So one of the things that I realized is I'm in such an incredibly fortunate position after living the Lifebook lifestyle for what has it been now? It's been 17 years since we launched or something like that. And just having so many friends across so many categories that are so supportive and so loving, so willing to help. And I'm willing to help them in any way I can too. What I've decided to do this month is give a tremendous amount of thought to what I would call either a personal board of directors, or probably more specific, a 12-category advisory board. What I'm going to do this month is I'm literally going to sit down and I'm going to go category by category, and I'm going to think to myself, okay, who are my go-to people in the health and fitness category? When I'm having a problem, or when I need a breakthrough, or when I want to take it to the next level somehow, who do I call? Well, Dr. Mark Hyman is one of our dearest friends, and he's been a go-to for me. Dr. Pat Gentile, I'm surrounded by so many experts in the health and fitness category, mm-hmm. and I have relied on them in the past. But just making a list of all the people who love me and who I love and who are willing to help me in that category is going to be immense for me. Intellectual. When I'm either struggling with an intellectual problem or need some inspiration or want to take it to the next level, I love talking to Jim Quick. He's a badass. Every conversation I've ever had with him is amazing. Dr. Pat Gentempo, he's my philosophical brother. I love if I'm trying to work something out, or, you know, Dr. Pat is my go-to guy. Emotional, Dr. Joel Wade, you know, Marissa Peer. Business and finance. I've got so many friggin' world-class friends. And what I want to do is I want to get super conscious of my army of 12 category advisors. And what I think that'll do for me, Jordan, is that will give me confidence that I can advance in the direction of my goals, in the direction of my dreams. And if I get stuck personally, no problem, because I know so many people that are smarter than me in these categories who will put their time and energy into me if I ask them and help me break through. So I think that's just a phenomenal strategy. What do you think about that?
I think it's incredible. And I think it points to the power of a social network, because what you're saying is interesting. You know, we all do our best to advance in all of these categories, contribute to others where we can, but no one can be an expert as deep as they want to be, or as deep as you possibly could be, in all 12 categories. That's why these people will usually make a profession out of it, or whatever it may be. They're specialists in their field. So if you have enough of these people in your life, and they each in turn contribute to other people's lives, and you do as well, there's this network here where there's an expert in every field. There's someone to turn to in any given situation. And that's how we all support each other, through a vibrant extended family known as our social network.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, lifebookers, if you're interested in doing this, take a look in the lifebook community. Every single person on my list is going to have gone through lifebook. I mean, I'm only surrounded by lifebook people. And here's what I think is important. It's important for us to get super conscious of the allies that we have in these categories that are better than us.
Right.
That's the thing, better than us. Like for instance, in the spiritual category, I've needed some big support over the last few years because Missy and I have been paying more attention to our spiritual lives, and this is new territory for us. So my friend Manesh Ibar, I mean, he has been absolutely instrumental in massive breakthroughs that I've had. He ran me on a vision quest, mm-hmm. which was a completely transformative experience. He's been at the epicenter of major transformation over the last couple years. Aria Lorenz, who's a Lifebook member who lives here in Hawaii, is just one of the dearest, most dialed in spiritual people I know. She's helped me through some really tough situations over the last year or so. I'm so thankful to have her in my life. So, because, you know, sometimes, Jordan, it's not just that you need people that are more experienced than you and better than you in these categories, but sometimes you can't see your own blind spots. Mm-hmm. No matter how, like for instance, in the emotional category, sometimes you just need an outside observation, right? You just, because you can't see your own blind spots, no matter how familiar you are with the category or how much work you've done in that category. Sometimes you just need an objective opinion. And 100%. That's why it's so smart to surround yourself with people who can support you when you need it. And so this month, I'm going to get crystal clear on who my go-to allies are in every important area of my life. And I have a feeling that that's just going to increase my confidence level like crazy.
I really like that a lot. And I think that like Lion Goodman would be proud because you turned it into kind of like an imaginary thought experiment. Like you described it as this, you know, boardroom. Doesn't surprise me. You're an entrepreneur. You describe, yeah. You know what I mean? But whether it's like your army, your lieutenants and your generals or like a government type thing, you're basically allowing your mind to play a little bit and install these people. And I would also maybe consider reversing the roles when you look at each of these relationships and say, where do I stand in their life? If they were doing this, what would my highest offering be? What would my position, my best position be? Right.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. And I thought about that. Here was my sort of thought in that vein. So once I make this list, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to every single person on this list with an email and just tell them how much I love them, how grateful I am to have them in my life, and say to them, you know, if you ever need anything, you pick up the phone. I will not. I'm on a plane for you if I need to be on
so
a plane.
Cool. I like that.
Right. Just let them know that I'm here for them with anything they need and just leave it at that.
That's super cool, man. I think that would be very, very touching. And you're right. It is a confidence booster, and we don't think about that enough. We think about all the bad things, spend all our day thinking about the bad things that could happen. But if you just sit down and dedicate the attention and focus and intention on this area, this wonderful area and category of your life, I think that's a powerful, powerful exercise right there.
I do too. You know, Jordan, I've always been sort of a lone wolf. I like my alone time. When I create, you know, writing the lifebook scripts or doing product development for a company, or, you know, when I'm innovating or in my inventing tent, I like to do that alone. I've always been very independent and very autonomous. You know, you can tell that from the lifebook program. The problem with that, though, is that no matter how good you are, just like you said, no matter how good you are, you cannot be an absolute expert in everything.
Right.
And the advantage to having a 12 category advisory board or just an army of super high quality individuals who love you and who are willing to help you when you need help, the advantage of that is that nothing in life can derail you. If you don't have the answer, you've got someone right by your side that does have the answer.
Yes.
And that's how I feel in my life, man. When I, you know, I've had a couple, I had a dental issue that I had a tooth infection that scared the shit out of me. Well, I've got an unbelievable dentist in Chicago, my go-to guy who saved me surgery. Mark Hyman I don't want to belabor the point. All I'm saying is I feel like a superhero when I know that I've got an army of world-class people that have my back. I feel like I can overcome any hurdle, any obstacle. I can deal with any setback, and I can just move forward and advance confidently in the direction of my dreams.
100%, man. And that is the culmination of decades of consciously building your circle of friends and really living the Lifebook lifestyle. Like you said, that's when it turns around, is when you start consciously thinking about these things through these lenses. So let me make a point here, because this is important. We focus a lot on success, kind of as America sees it, you know what I mean? Like how big your bank account is, that sort of thing. We talk about the 33% rule. This is a rule you've talked about before, right? You spend a third of your time with people who are, quote, doing better than you. Third of your time with people who are on the same level as you, you know, third of the time with people who are, quote, you know, not doing as well as you. But when you look at it this way, with the CEO advisory board, you're kind of looking for the best in people, as Dr. Joel Wade says. It doesn't really have to do with their bank account or how far they are in their life. You're looking for special people in any of these given areas. It doesn't matter where they are as far as their success. You're seeing the best in people and trying to recognize that.
That's exactly right. And trying to leverage that. And that's the beautiful thing. That's the way it should be. Relationships should be win-win. They absolutely should be.
Totally.
And so that's right. It's almost like if you have an army of people who love you and are willing to help and are have more experience, maybe more wisdom in certain areas than you do, it expands your ability to express yourself. And it expands your ability to create an incredible life for yourself. You get to leverage their wisdom, their brains, their experience. And that's not a small thing, man. That's a big thing.
I mean, tell me if this is, I don't know, cynical or something. But at the end of the day, I kind of just feel like relationships really just are about reciprocal contribution. And again, I don't mean that you pick up the check at lunch the exact same amount of times. I'm talking about you're helping each other in one way or another. You're benefiting the other person. There's a zillion ways and facets and angles to do that. But there has to be some sort of reciprocal contribution for it to be a healthy friendship, in my opinion. Am I wrong?
No, the way that I put it is if mutual growth and mutual enrichment is not occurring, it's probably not a great relationship. That's the way I put it.
That's a great way to put it. I don't think anyone could argue with that.
Yeah. And so, you know, any kind of a relationship, including family. Family is the one kind of relationship that you can tolerate, you know.
Right. A little more leeway.
They get a get-out-of-jail-free card a little bit.
Yeah, a little more flexibility there for a lot of people. Yeah. I think that's true.
that's exactly right. But, and you know, I don't feel like every single relationship has got to be about, you know, charging forward in the direction of your goals.
Exactly.
We can have fun, light, fun social interactions. But where I am in my life right now, I gotta make an admission. Before I had this idea for my social challenge for the month, which is getting crystal clear on my 12 category advisory board or my personal board of directors, my social goal for the month was literally to take a break from social, to be completely antisocial for 1 month, literally to go on a no social diet. That wouldn't be very different than how I run my life normally here on this remote island. I mean, bottom line is, man, Miss and I are just laser focused on building our new life vision here. And whatever that takes. Mm-hmm. I'm focused right now a lot on my kids and my social life to a large extent is my kids. Justin's here. Jade's here. Jade's going to have her posse here, you know, 8 friends. they're going to roll up their sleeves and do some work on the property. I've been spending a lot of time with you consulting on your business, helping you mm-hmm. with some business issues. Been spending some time with Jess and Pat, getting ready to do the next project with them. So I don't really feel like I have a lot of light social needs right now. I'm not in the mood to go out and have cocktails or to have dinner parties. I'm not there right now. I'm in a different mode. I'm in a I'm sort of in an accomplishment achievement mode because I'm transitioning. I'm in the final stages of transitioning from one life vision to another. And it's crunchy. It's really crunchy, Jordan.
Man, well, it's okay to have those goals.
Yeah, I agree. You know, in order to step into the future, you've got to button up the past, right? You've got to do that. And that can be a little bit crunchy. 100%. And that's kind of where we are right now. So right now, I'm not into light social goals. I'm into really understanding who my army of mutually enriching advisors are going to be. And I think that that's going to really help me. It's going to give me a good, solid confidence level as I go into the final stages of this transition from one life vision to another.
I love it, man. And that's a great challenge to issue members, to look at their, you know, their Rolodex of all their possible candidates through the lens of the 12 categories, make their selections, maybe write them a little thank you note, like you said. Think about how you contribute to their life. It's a very powerful exercise, and I think a lot of members are going to take you up on it.
That's great, and I would love that. I'd suggest looking inside the Lifebook community because we're all focused on the same things, and we've all got different skills and different talents. We've all got our strong categories and our weak categories. So in our categories of strength, we can help the people around us that are a little bit weaker in those categories, and in our weaker categories, we can look to members who are, you know, either experts or experienced or stronger in the categories that we're weaker in. So, and the other one last thing, and that is one of my spiritual advisors is Sadhguru, even though I don't know him. This is just an example. Sadhguru has so much information online. He's got so many videos online, thousands and thousands of them, that you can YouTube search just about any subject and get some good, wise guidance. So it doesn't even have to be somebody that you know personally.
That's so
it can
true.
Be somebody that you respect and that you admire because they've got so much wisdom in a certain area. And boy, that they go on your advisory list.
That's a good point. There are some content creators that have absolutely changed my life from health and fitness to like quality of life, like actually teaching me things. So that's very interesting.
Absolutely. So Lifebookers, this month, let's really focus on who around us, who are those allies, who are those experts, who are those guides that we have that can make sure that any obstacle we encounter, we can overcome. Even if we don't have the skills or the experience inside of ourselves, we're surrounded by this amazing community and somebody in this community has the answer you need.
Absolutely love it, man. This was a powerful social exploration today. Thank you for taking the time, as always, for the Lifebook members on the Lifebook podcast.
Thank you, Jordan. It's been fun.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Every month we're here exploring the 12 categories. You know the drill. We'll see you next month. This is Jordan River Butcher and John Butcher signing off, saying have an extraordinary day crafting your life vision. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook podcast.